Howdy.
Yeah, sound like you sleep to me. Better woke up. Some people wake up. You need to woke up. A lot to be excited about. I'm excited about starting our second year at Texas A&M. We're looking and planning, and have worked hard towards being better. And certainly that's what we need to do from a defensive standpoint. We made some improvement last year. There were some things that obviously at times were a little bit frustrating, but our guys kept battling. You look at the guys that were returning, and some of them are household names, and they should be because they're some of the best players in the country, particularly up front. I think when you look at them, unless you see them every day, maybe you won't notice the change, but there's been a big change in the way our football team looks. And we're bigger, we're stronger, and every bit is faster. So I'm excited about that and looking forward to playing a quality opponent. I think everybody's familiar with UCLA and the program they've had for a long time. And there's going to be a lot of great matchups Saturday. Be a lot of people that if they're not in the stadiums, they'll be enjoying a lot of football. With that being said, I'll start taking questions.
We're on the right side, Ben, and then we'll go to Gabe.
On tape, what have you seen out of Josh Rosen, and why has he been so successful for UCLA?
Well, I think he's a very talented young man. He's got a great arm. He's surrounded by talented players, and he's one of those guys that obviously, he's worked very hard, but he's very gifted, and his talent shows. And like I said, he's got talent around him as well.
Stay on the right side, Gabe.
How pleased are you with the development at corner? And is there a situation where we could see Donovan Wilson get a few reps at corner?
I'm very pleased with our corners and what's going on there. We got some young guys. When you start looking at it, with Nick Harvey, who's played a lot of football for us, a transfer that I think's got a chance to be a really outstanding player, and Priest Willis, Caper Smith, Ron Elam are young guys that Ron hadn't played, but are young guys that are very, very talented. So we got some depth there, and we got several freshmen. To answer your question about Wilson, there's a possibility that we could see him some at corner. He's a guy when you start looking and asking the question, who are the best 11 players on your defense? He's one of those guys. So we got to find ways to have him out there when we're playing against big personnel. So yeah, there's a good possibility you could see him there.
On the left side over here, Cease.
Coach, UCLA last year did a pretty good job protecting the quarterback when it comes to sacks, and of course he is a veteran. Is it more important just to get pressure to make him possibly make a mistake? Or, I know A&M's a big sack team, but what about that matchup?
Well, I think the one thing we got to do is stop the run first, and then we'll worry about rushing the pass, because if we don't stop the run, and we're going to, we're a much improved run defense. But, to answer your question, I think you can affect a quarterback in a lot of ways, okay? I think you can affect a quarterback by affecting what his receivers do. It depends on, how good you are in press coverage. And that's who we are. They're going to see press coverage. Hopefully that buys us a little time up front if we need it to get our pass rush there. And we are a pressure team. We're not going to sit back and rush three or four, if they decide that, they're going to keep a lot of people in, then we may just rush three. If they're going to get a lot of people out, we may rush six. We'll pick and choose and see. But, we got good pass rushers up front in our front four. And when we start adding some of the linebacker zone and some of the secondary blitzes, then, it gives us a good package to create pressure.
On the back, Lee, standing.
Straight ahead, Coach. Wondering what it's been like preparing for the UCLA offense now that Coach Mazzoni is now here, so the offensive coordinator is different. Has it been interesting to prepare for their offense because it may be different than it was last season?
Well, if what their reporters have been saying, because we hadn't had a chance to see them. You know, we can't go out there and watch them and scout them and do that. But, you know, I think they're, you know, they're going to be a little bit more, you know, tied in. You know, they talked about the fullbacks that they've gone out and, you know, got in there, converted a defensive tackle, 295-pounder to fullback. So, you know, we're probably going to see more big sets, you know, big sets, more heavy personnel. You know, they want to run the football and really, you know, not take pressure off the quarterback, but when you can run the football and you force people to commit extra numbers in the box, then you're going to have a lot of one-on-one coverage. So, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, and not having a situation where you've seen this coordinator call plays before, you know, we're going to be very flexible. Very flexible in what we take in the game, and we're going to have to be able to adjust, you know, once we find out for sure how they intend to attack us.
You're the right side, second row, Ben.
You know, Coach, do you think it's a bad thing if your leading tackler is a safety? And if so, what does that say about your defense?
Pardon me, could you ask
if,
that?
Do you think it could be a bad thing if your leading tackler is a safety?
I can't hear that very good.
Do you think it's a bad thing if the leading tackler on the team is a safety, like Armani was last year?
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, I've been around a few teams that was the case. Our safeties are going to be involved in a lot of tackles. There's no question about that. But bad thing? Oh, you know, if you had to say bad or good, it's probably more bad than it is good, to be honest with you. You know, there were a lot of plays that, you know, last year that, you know, our second level didn't fit its way they should have. And there were tackles that got into our secondary that shouldn't, or ball carries that got into our secondary. So, you know, I mean, you know, no, you don't want him to be. You hope that front seven, you know, can keep a lot of balls from getting into the secondary. But the fact that he did make those tackles, you know, is a good thing for him and us both. So, anyway.
Go standing in the back left, Sam. And we'll come to Brent. Back left.
John, I know you have a lot of high praise for Miles and Deshaun. How do you feel about the matchup with those two against UCLA's two offensive tackles?
Well, you know, I don't, and really, if I did have an opinion, I wouldn't state it, you know. I mean, you know, let's be real. But, you know, I've said, you know, as a pair, we got the best two defensive ends in the country. So, I mean, you know, and I said that last year, and I think they backed me up, and I think they'll do the same thing this year, you know. Both those guys are outstanding young men, and they're great players. There's no question about that. So, you know, I wouldn't trade them for any other two that I've seen. So, you know, we feel good about their ability to go play the run. We feel good about their ability to rush the pass.
Right here in front, Brent.
Coach Sumlin described Armani Watts as just a football player. How much fun are those kind of guys to coach and see their development?
Well, it's a lot of fun because he, along with a lot of other guys that we have on our football team, they enjoy playing football. And when they enjoy playing football, they enjoy the process and they enjoy the work and they enjoy the practice. So it's always fun to be around guys like that. And you love to see guys that are willing to work hard, willing to prepare, willing to study, willing to do all those things. You love seeing them have success. So, you know, when you got to – and listen, we've got a lot of other guys at various positions that, you know, are very similar in that attitude. You know, they hadn't, you know, made the kind of plays that he's made, you know, thus far, but we certainly anticipate that happening. And, you know, it's – you know, the neat thing about, you know, being here in year two is the fact that last year we had a group of guys out there. They were all scuffling around trying to figure out what to do, you know, making sure they knew what to do. You know, in year two, we got those older guys that are teaching. And, you know, when they're able to teach and get involved in what's going on to the young guys, and, you know, that's when you really have an opportunity to see a football team and a defense grow, when you got older guys that understand it well enough to teach it. And that's where he is. You know, and that's what he's doing with some of the younger guys that are playing under him right now. He's tutoring them, and he's going to make sure they get ready quicker than they would without him. And that's always, you know, that's always special as well.
Left side, second row. Zach, left side.
Coach, with the departure of Josh Walker, how much added pressure does that put on your young guys at linebacker?
It's not pressure, it's opportunity. And that's the way they have to look at it, you know. And, you know, it's, you know, we are where we are, and, you know, we expect the next man to step up, and that's what's going to happen.
We'll go to the back. We'll go Lee and then Darryl.
Coach Straightback, a few weeks ago you mentioned that there will be some surprises as far as your defenses go. Some freshmen may play. Come Saturday, do you anticipate seeing any of those surprises?
Sure. You know, I don't know when and where, but you know, it'll happen. You know, it always does. You know, we got some freshmen that fit very well in terms of our depth chart, and certainly we expect to see some of them play Saturday.
We'll stay in the back, Daryl.
Coach Chavis, I know that you guys have made a big impact and tried to improve your run defense. Do you feel, are you anxious to see how much improvement will be made as you try to defend UCLA on Saturday?
Well, you always are. You know, you don't know until you know. Like I said, we see areas that we know we're improved in. There's no question about that. But really the proof is in the pudding, and the pudding is when you play the game. You know, it's not in practice, it's not against your offense, but it's when you play that opponent. And we're playing a top 20 opponent, you know, on Saturday. And obviously, you know, we will know a lot more after the game in terms of how much we improve.
On the right side, second row, Ben.
Coach, right here. Is there, you mentioned Rosen having a really strong arm, but is there anything else that makes him really good for especially as young as he is?
Like I said, talent. I mean, you know, you don't just go out there and do what you do without being a very talented guy. And, you know, I've been in this league long enough where I've seen guys that were freshmen that were talented, and I watched them grow and become really great quarterbacks, and he's got a chance to do that. You know, like I said, he's got a strong arm. You know, he understands the game. It's obvious because they'll do a lot of checking at the line. They had a system where they did that last year. They've got a different system where they're going to do it this year. So he's going to do a lot of things at the line to help their offense get in the correct play. So you're going to probably see a little bit of that on Saturday. But it's talent and it's mentality, and it's also his smartness in terms of being a football player. You know, you can see that. He makes those decisions as a freshman. You know, you go back and look at every game that he played last year. He didn't have a problem with that. He was able to do that. So he's a mature young man for his age.